entonces, when we wake up in the morning, we have to wash our hands properly and say a bracha al netilas hadayim. The Gemara doesn't explain what this is all about. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, they quote three different explanations. The Rambam's opinion is that when you daven shachris, when you daven mincha, when you daven ma'ariv, each time you have to wash netilas hadayim and recite a bracha, asher kedushanu l'mitzvah tzivanu al netilas hadayim. What is this all about? The Chumash tells us that in the Beis Hamikdash, before the Kohanim were permitted to be makir karbanos, they had to be toivel at a mikveh at the beginning of the day, that's one thing, and then they were about to be makir karbanos, they had to have kiddush adayim raglayim. They had to wash their hands and their feet. In the days of the Rambam, where the Rambam lived, they used to walk around barefoot. So the Rambam says you have to wash your hands and your feet before you daven shachris, before you daven mincha, before you daven ma'ariv. Where the Ravid lived, nobody walked around barefoot, so the Ravid says, why should you wash your feet? The Gemara just says you have to wash your hands. So the Rambam's opinion is that you're supposed to wash your hands with a bracha before shachris, before mincha, before ma'ariv. The correct practice should be we should all be machmir for the Rambam to wash our hands taka before mincha, before ma'ariv, but we don't say a bracha. There are those who paskin, you should say a bracha, but that's not the accepted result. So why do we wash our hands in the morning with a bracha? So there are other explanations that are given. So the more popular explanation is that a person who's dead is a tameh. A meis is tameh. A meis is considered abi avay satum. Person who sleeps, the Gemara says, is echad mishishim b'misa. He's also a little bit dead. So even when he wakes up, he has what we call a ruach ra, mishara alav. So in order to remove the ruach ra, you have to wash until it's done. There is an opinion, you know, there's an encyclopedia that's called Stechemet that was written around 100 years ago by Asfardi, some of the Stechemet. In the last volume, he has his own Shabbos and Shuvahs. The rest is in the Sakhbapita, where he has a Likut and he quotes. And in the last section, the last volume, he has his own Shuvahs. So he has a suggestion that we shake us all up. He thinks that the Ruach Ro is only Shaira on the person if he's sleeping at midnight, at Chatzos. A lot of us don't go to sleep before midnight. So according to him, you don't say a bracha when you wash your hands in the morning. So that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume that Ruach Ruach Shaira on the person, just like a dead body is a mitzvah, matane, so too one is sleeping has a Ruach Ruach. When he wakes up in the morning, he has to remove the Ruach Ruach. So we assume that's the reason why he washed until said that. Then there's a third explanation that's given that's very fascinating that runs as follows. The Rambam writes, Rambam quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, Bechol derachecha do'ehu, v'hulye yasher orcha secha. What does it mean, Bechol derachecha do'ehu? So the Rambam has a long essay about this. When a person eats, when a person sleeps, when a person goes to work and makes a parnasa, when he lives with his wife, when a person does activities all day long, secular activities, not Kodesh at all, the person can see to it, if he has a mind, he wants to eat and sleep and live with his wife and raise children and make a parnasa, all the Shem Shamayim, to be able to do mitzvahs, to be able to learn Torah, then what he does all day long is considered a heksha mitzvah. We have a minhag, a very old minhag from the days of the Gemara. When you get dressed in the morning, when you put your shoes on, so first you put on the right shoe, then you put on the left shoe, then you tie the left shoe first, then you tie the right shoe. This is not a din, it's a very old minhag from the days of the Tanaim. What is it all about? The Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash had to do the avodah with the right hand. A lefty wouldn't be, a Kohen who's a lefty is not allowed to be makor karbonis. It has to be a righty. He has to do the hakrabas hakrabonis with his right hand. So we treat all day long activities as if we're all Kohanim in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we put on the right shoe first as if we're beginning the day for avodah Hashem. What we're going to do all day long. Here you're sitting and learning, but even when you play football, basketball, whatever you play, when you go on a trip, and even when you're swimming, everything is in order to be strong, in order to be healthy, in order to be in a good mood, do avodas Hashem b'chol derechecha do'ehu. That's why we put on the right shoe first. And then why did we tie the left shoe first? Because Avraham Avinu refused to accept after the Muhammad, the four kings beat out the five kings. Then Avraham Avinu went with his tiny army, and he beat out the four kings. So he gave everything back to Melech Sodom. Melech Sodom offered him, Teili HaNefesh, V'chush Kachloch, I give you, keep everything. So Avraham Avinu said, he's not going to take anything, V'chut V'atzrot Na. So years ago, they didn't have shoelaces, they had shoe straps. That's what a chalitza shoe looks like. The shoe straps on the chalitza shoe are exactly the same as ritzua. So because of it, the Gemara tells us, Gemara has a tradition, because Avraham Avinu made such a kiddush Hashem, he refused to take michut, his descendants, the Jewish people, was there to the chutim shal tzitzis. Because he refused, he made a kiddush Hashem, he refused to take a shoe strap, his descendants were zeicha to sandal shal chalitza. Because he refused to take tzroch now, shoe straps, his descendants were zeicha to ritzulis of tefillin, which is the same style. So because we tie the tefillin, most people put the tefillin on the left arm, so the left side of the body is more important with respect to tying shoe straps, respect to tying straps of ritzulis. So that's why when we put on the shoes, we put on the right shoe first. When we tie the shoes, we tie the left shoe first, because when it comes to tying tefillin, you tie the tefillin on the left arm. This represents the idea that what we do all day long, all of our activities all day long, if you're mechaven l'shem shamayim, I want to be in a good mood, I want to have a parnas, I want to be healthy, everything is quote, everything is l'shem shamayim. We say, Baruch Alokeinu Shebara'anu l'chvoicha. What we do all day long is avodas Hashem. So that's the third opinion, that when you wake up in the morning, you're a bria chadasha, and what you're going to do all day long is going to be avodas Hashem. So you wash until it's a day with a bracha, just like the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash washed with a bracha before they're about to do the hakrovas hakarbonis. All of our daily activities are in the form of avodas Hashem. Rabbi Kibega writes in one place in his commentary on the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Derech HaChaim Siddur was written by the Nesibis. They used to correspond with each other. They were contemporaries. So he writes in his Aoris, his personal practice is, when he woke up in the morning, he washed his hands to remove the bracha, but he didn't say a bracha. Then he went to dress, put on his shoes, everything, washed his hands again, sit and learn a little bit. The last time he washed his hands before he was about to daven, he would wash with a cup, once on the right hand, once on the left hand, and he would say the bracha, al netilas yadayim. He was choshish for the Rambam's opinion, that the bracha is recited in connection with washing to prepare for daven. He didn't say the bracha before he washed for mincha for ma'ariv, but he saved the bracha in the morning till the last time he washed his hands before he was about to daven. Have a nice day.